This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Christmas season, and everybody's getting into the mood with this Christmas season, and it has nothing to do with Christ. You know, it's Christmas trees and all this stuff, presents. But when you talk about, hey, I celebrate Christ with the, you know, Christmas with the birth of Christ and God giving His only Son, they'll shut you down pretty quickly. You'll find out if it's really about Christ. And this is what I'm saying. Whenever you take a stand for Christ in the world, you're going to be afflicted. I know I took a stand on that, the way that the world celebrates Christmas, and I'm telling you, I took the afflictions. But you know what? I'd rather to suffer the afflictions with Christ instead of being ashamed in this adulterous and sinful generation. You know, you talk to Christmas, I mean, you talk to Christians about certain things that's just hard to believe. They're so engulfed into the world. And when you give them God's word, oh my, what the affliction you will get. You know, I like what 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 says. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 says this. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I'm telling you, there it is right there. Whenever we get into God's word, we shouldn't be ashamed when God opens our eyes to some things that we even ourselves have been deceived on and doing it wrong. But when God opens your eyes, I'm telling you, you are responsible for what He showed you. And therefore, whenever we go to others and try to give them God's word, and we are afflicted. They say, hey, you don't know what you're talking about. I simply say, hey, don't trust me. Go to God's word and let God open your eyes. Oh, what a difference. So don't be ashamed when you have studied God's word. And I love it what it says here, rightly dividing the word of truth, because that's where a lot of people get it mixed up at. They'll take a scripture, move it out of context, but everything has to be divided, and you'll find out that God's word works perfectly together. Now, look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. It says, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. I'm telling you, Paul was all in. Paul was sold out. He believed that the sufferings that he was going through, that God was going to be able to keep him. He know whom he have committed his life unto. Who have you committed your life unto? Have you committed unto some person? Have you committed unto the government? What have you committed your life to? Have you committed it to your job? But I'm telling you, all of those are going to fall short. But if you have committed your life unto Christ, He won't fail you yet. So no matter the sufferings that you're going through for God's word, stand your ground. I'm telling you, I can tell you, I've been on this Christian journey for a long time. You need to, and I've took some whoopings by, you know, people that call themselves God's people, a lot from pastors and things. When you try to give them God's word, pride is a terrible thing, folks. But what you need to, and I suffered a lot of afflictions, but you know what? It was all for the cause of Christ. I said, not my will.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.